This week we are exploring finding happiness and peace within yourself and really coming back into your power around how you feel. Because we all know the experience of feeling very tossed around and affected by what's going on outside of us, very reactive to what's unfolding around us and the events and circumstances of our day, how people are showing up, what the weather's like, what we look like, all deeply affects how we feel. But what that ends up creating for us is a feeling of powerlessness. We're not fully in our power, in charge of our emotions, our emotional well-being, our emotional state. We are waking up and just having that determined by things completely outside of our control. So what we will find is we will start to then run patterns of control wherever we can to try to control these things that have a really big impact over how we feel so that we can feel good. But what we want to explore this week is a new way to work through that that doesn't involve you having to rely on these things outside of you changing or being different or going the way you want them to go, and puts you back in the driver's seat of how you feel and your emotional well-being. Okay, so let's have a little look at this. There are two ways that we can access this feeling of happiness, peace. They're the two key ones I've identified here, or any other feeling that you want to feel. Like we said, first of all, we can activate and derive and experience that feeling from something happening outside of you. Your partner says something beautiful to you and you feel loved. Your boss praises your work and you feel acknowledged. Someone reaches out to spend time with you and you get a feeling of connection or being significant. You look in the mirror and you think you're looking good today and you get a feeling of perhaps pride or self-love or confidence from that. But again, like we said, that is relying on things outside of you to be a certain way. What we want to do to create those feelings from within is look at the things you are in charge of. Look at the things you can control. Your thoughts, your self-talk, the self-care practices you've used that day, where your mindset's at, what you're focusing on, your belief systems, what you're making everything mean. So how you're interpreting, analyzing, internalizing the world around you. Because the meaning you associate to everything that happens will absolutely impact how you feel about it. Something could happen at work and you could make it mean you're a failure, or you could make it mean here's a challenge to work through, let's figure out a new way to work through this. It may not mean anything about you, but all the ways that we create meanings about the things that happen outside of us, and we particularly when we make them mean something negative or disempowering about ourselves, that's what really creates very negative emotions inside of us. So what is within your control is everything that is going on inside of you in relationship to what's happening outside of you. This is the difference. It's not what's happening outside of you that's impacting how you feel. It's what is going on inside of you in relationship to it, what you're telling yourself about it, what you're making it mean, what aspects of it you're focusing on, how you're integrating it into your sense of self and identity, how you're replaying that story in your mind, and how much power you're giving it. So this is the first key. We're going to talk about this moving through in the rest of the videos, but this is the first key to getting back in charge of your emotional state, is to look at how you're relating to all of these things that are deeply impacting how you feel. And I get you in the workbook to look at some key places where things outside of you really impacts how you feel. Is it your appearance? Is it your relationship? Is it your bank balance? Is it something like the weather? Is it the mood that your child is in that day? Is it whether or not your client is in a good mood? Whether or not you make that sale that you're wanting and make some money? Whatever it is. Identifying that and then really looking at, we've got the event and we've got you and how you feel. And then we've got everything that goes on inside of you around that event. And that is what's determining how you're feeling, not the event itself. That event, that person, that situation cannot reach inside you and create a feeling within you. You are creating that feeling within yourself. I know that's challenging to get sometimes, but this is where you come back into your power when you recognize that. So this is about getting back in charge of how you feel. Because we're so often taught, if you don't feel good, look outside of you for what it is that is the source of that. You're making me angry. You're making me uncomfortable. You shouldn't act like that. That's made me sad. That's made me feel lack. That's made me feel scared, whatever it is. But we're not in our power when we are blaming something outside of ourselves for how we feel. But instead, we get back in charge of our emotions when we look at the story we're creating around that. What we made it mean, what is going on in our mind around it, how we've internalized it, and then we get to choose if we want to change that. And so we're going to move through this in the next few videos, but I want you to begin to look at, is there a way I could change the way that I'm thinking about the situation, what I'm making it mean, what aspects of it I'm focusing on, what I'm telling myself, what would change how I experience it emotionally. Now, if we can create a change here, everything begins to change. When you really start to grasp this, you will realize just how much you can be in charge of how you're feeling, regardless of what's happening around you.